Greetings, Earthlings. I should have made my coffee before I started this episode. Jug's boiled. I need to wash my mug. I'll just have to wait. It's all good. You guys have priority for now. For now. All right. I am Lily, your host, psychic medium, and teacher of alignment. This episode, as promised from the previous five-minute episode about the spider, check it out. It's only a quick listen, but it might help you understand a little bit about psychics or, you know, intuitive messages. Or it might just be an interesting story. Anyway, what I want to talk about in this episode, and before I start, don't forget to book a reading with me. Private reading delivered over a recorded message or typed email. It all goes to your email address. If you would like a reading but you feel like you cannot pay for one, just talk to me. Just email me at straightspirit1@gmail.com and we'll see what we can come up with. Okay, guys? It is less about making money from me, more about helping. The money is just a benefit that comes along with it. But the biggest benefit is receiving feedback that just blows me away. Like, I blow people away and then they blow me away with their responses. You know, perhaps I'll do an episode where I read some of the responses, or I talk about some of my favorite ones so far. I don't know. I received a really good one this morning that just made my day, gave me chills. I gave them chills, they gave me chills, and just an honorable moment. Okay, so I want me to get going on with my message for this episode. So how do you ask a psychic medium a question? How do you approach a reading? How do you request a reading? Let's go over all of that, all of those things. I'll take a sip of water. Drink your water, people. It's important to stay hydrated, but not just for the reasons that you think. It actually helps you be more psychic. You can't, like, think of it like, this is like a terrible analogy, but you know how on the electric chair, I learned from the Green Mile, you've got to wet the sponge so that it can flow through, the electricity can flow through, or something like that. It makes a better conduit, makes you a better conduit when you're hydrated. I learned that. It's a thing I learned. I shared with you. Okay. Side note, I'm going to be on some very exciting podcasts coming up soon. Next month, I'll give you all the details and make sure you have the links to listen when it's recorded. Okay, Keb, they want me to name the podcast. It is called, I just want to get the name specifically right, so when you search it, you can find it. Unfiltered podcast? Keb. Colin. Unfiltered. Check them out. Really nice dude. Okay, anyway, back to the message. How do you ask a medium? So there are tons of people on Reddit asking for readings, free readings, and it's just as simple as, hey, can I please have a free reading? Or, you know, I'm willing to give a donation, I'm willing to pay or book privately how I do this. That's all good. That's all fine. I'm sort of speaking more about how specific or how general to be with your questions. If, for instance, you're asking about a personal question, like a dating situation or a relationship sort of thing, I think more specific is better because these things can be clouded. I mean, of course, you can just say, hey, I need a relationship reading and we'll be able to read. But it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, I can stand on my head upside down and light a bush on fire with my, you know, like, part the seas. I can do all these things for you, or you can just tell me what you need to know and I can just get to that point. So it's almost like, here's why. So people post photos regularly. Can you get anything from this photo? And that's great. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. It's just when you do that and you don't give information, and you don't have to, I've got to be clear, you don't have to, but from the medium's perspective, it's kind of like going into a doctor's and saying, what's going on with me? And they're like, okay, well, now I've got to do all these tests and I've got to tune it, like figure out all these other things, but you could just go in and say, here's what's going on, boop, here's what I want to know, you know, like it, then there may be tests they don't have to run. and it would save time. So it's like this. You give a photo and you say, can you get anything from this photo? And a good medium, like me, for sure, is like, yes, I can. I can get a lot of things from this photo. Is it about the people? Is it about, you know, one person in particular? Is it, are you looking for an answer about to a question that you have? Because when you just give this photo, it's like, you can be specific, but you can also pick up everything about the environment in the back of the photo. You can pick up things from the person sending the photo. You can pick up energy from the person taking the photo at the time, especially if the photo is an old photo. You can pick up messages from the person at the time the photo was taken. Like if this is a photo of someone's grandpa and it was taken when they were in their 20s, you can get a message from grandpa in his 20s or grandpa now. Do you know? it's so general and so broad that it helps us when you narrow it down just a little. Now, we're not looking for you to give us all the answers and questions all at once. I'm not talking about feeding us information, because many good readers, and I will say this often too, is don't tell me everything. Let me figure it out. Let me tune in. I've actually had one of the best readers I've had, someone said, don't tell me anything more. Let me find it out. And I think that's a real class act. But there are times when I have to say, can you give me a little more on this? What are you looking for? What do I need? What are you here for? How can I help you the best? You know? And of course, so I guess the point being, I can sit there and spend hours intuiting all this information, or you can just tell me the generic bits. So it's like, yeah, I mean, I could get somebody's name. I could intuit somebody's name. I could intuit what they had for dinner. I could look. It's kind of like pulling on ropes. It's kind of like going down timelines. And there are so many of them. You know, going down this timeline will tell me one thing. Going down this other one might tell me what they have for dinner. But it's like, if you tell me a little bit more what you're looking for, I know which way to go. I can tell you everything. I can tell you so many things. But I could spend a lot of time and energy doing that. But I would rather just get right down to the nitty gritty, as Nacho Libre would say. I love that movie with Jack Black. I love it. I can, like as with the doctor's analogy, I can spend hours doing random tests, random tuning ins, getting random messages, or you can give me a straight question, and I can get you to where you need to go. Now, I have a ton of people come to me and say, hey, I just want a general reading. I don't know what to ask. And I love those readings too. That's totally okay. Because in that regard, I can just sort of tune in and give you something, a bit of everything. Or maybe a source will just tell me what to say. They know what you want. So yes, I can give you your answers. I guess what I'm saying is either way, you're going to get your answers. It's just a matter of how much acrobatics, energetically or psychically, I need to do before I can give it to you. You know, I think this comes down to some people not knowing what to ask, but I'm really speaking of the people who, like I mentioned, either in the last episode or this episode, there's a tiny smidge of disrespect for mediums in a way where it's like, there's a healthy dose of skepticism for some people who request readings or for the specific medium. So it's like, I haven't built trust with you. I don't know. So here, perform for me, you know, put on a show for me. That's what it feels like a little bit. Like, prove yourself to me. I'm not going to give you any help. So just here, bam, here's a photo. Tell me what you get. Or here, bam, I'm not going to tell you anything. I just tell me what you have. And it's sort of like, well, yeah, I could spend quite a lot of time doing that. Happy to help you. Happy to help you get clarity. Of course, I can help you figure out what you're looking for. I can just tune in and ask. But there's that line between being lost and needing clarity and just being not having respect and understanding for what mediums do or what readers do, you know? So you can say, oh, I just need a general money reading, for example. But see, so quite often I'll get a reading request. I'll say just a general relationship read, for instance. And this, I'm not hating on anyone. I love all the people I read for. I'm open to all kinds of questions. Maybe this can help somebody understand how to ask questions in a way to get a better reading outcome. So they come along and they go, I just want a general relationship or general finance reading. And then you go, okay, so blah, 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 blah. You read for them for a half hour, an hour. And then they come back with, so they've paid, you've done that reading, but then they come back with specific questions. And should I take this job or that job? And you sort of pick up on it in the reading. You're like, are you choosing between two things? And whereas if the client just sort of comes through at the start and says, hey, I'm choosing between two things. Can you help guide me which one, like that? Can you see how one feels a little bit like the long way to do it, the long way to get clarity? Like the doctor's thing was a perfect metaphor or analogy. Just walk in, hey, tell me what's up. Okay, let me run every test I've ever run and I'll tell you in a few days what I think it might be. Or you can list out the symptoms to the doctor. You can tell him what's been going on and get a more efficient response. I hope this doesn't sound like I'm being a snob, because like I said, all readings welcome, all questions welcome. If you want to give me a photo of someone you don't even know, I've done a reading for someone who wanted a message from a celebrity that had merged with spirit. They didn't know them and they were just like, here, read this. I can read them, no problem. I just want you guys to get bang for your buck. I want the messages to be clear. I want you to feel like you know where you're going after the reading. And I want you to feel like you've really got the answers you're looking for, or at least the ones that your inner being, that source, wants you to get, you know? So it's safe with a good medium to tell them information, to be a little bit more specific. You don't have to stand back a little bit and be like, oh, I can't tell them too much because then they're just going to be a fraud and scam me. They're just going to tell me what I... No. Some readers. But a good reader, a good psychic medium is going to... It'll feel more like a conversation. It's okay for it to be that way because it helps us calibrate towards the right outcome. But, you know, as I said, if you want to just send me like one question and say, read for me for an hour... Like, tell me where I'm going with my life. I'm not happy. I can do that too. So when you approach a medium or a healer, the more specific, the better about your questions. If you don't have questions, if you don't know what to ask, that's totally fine. Open-ended, like all questions are fine. Like, it's okay if you don't know because we're supposed to give you clarity. But for instance, open-ended questions are... easier to read than yes or no's. Yes or no's, you can get a reading. We can get information, but it's not on the reader to tell you exactly which decision to make. It's not on us to decide for you. We can give you the outcomes. We can give you, the emotions around things. We can give you other choices even. But, you know... We can get a yes or no, but spirit is always chatty. So it's not always going to be a yes or no. Now, for people who are just like hammering out yes and no answers on TikTok, you know, there's people who have hundreds and thousands of people in their lives and they're just using a pendulum or anything like that and going yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. That's cool. That's their business. But there, I can see a little issue. As much as I try not to have issues, I can see a little... hiccup in that they're not, yes, it's possible to do all those readings that fast, but it's not, to me, it's not personalized. They're not taking the time to sit with your energy and they're not taking time to tune into what really might be the best for you. I think it's great to have this discourse or this conversation of, you know, upliftment and clarity. And you don't get that in a yes, no, quick throw out question or quick throw out reading. Sorry, not a question. Is it possible? Yes. I think a good reader will, because if you haven't seen it, what I'm talking about is there are people on TikTok with these pendulum contraptions, and the thing that sort of gets me a little is some of them may not be using their intuition. You want a reader who uses intuition, not the guidebook, not the, you know, it's not the pendulum that has the answer, it's the energy, it's the intuition. And so they'll just sort of, I'm not saying all of them are frauds, but I'm saying some of them don't know what they're doing, or maybe a bit reckless. They just are flicking the pendulum and going, like, ask a question, then they flick the pendulum or whatever, and then they get a yes or a no, and then that's it, on to the next one. It's like speed reading, and there's nothing wrong with it, like I said, but you're not going to get the connection that you're seeking through that. It's not going to feel satisfying. It's not going to feel like, you know, you're not going to get the chills and the and all that that a really good reading can give to you, and the relief and the love and the flow of energy in that brief second. Sure, it can happen, but it's not likely, put it that way. If you're in a TikTok live and you're watching a TikTok reader or a YouTube reader, and it doesn't feel like kindness, it doesn't feel like you're seen, it doesn't feel like love, get out of there. Like, just get out of there. You deserve to have a reader who is giving you their time as much as they can. But of course, if you know you're signing up for yes, no pendulum answers, it's great. But I would trust your intuition way, way over some random reader on TikTok giving you a yes or a no. There's more to it. When you make a decision, you've got to trust your feelings. And the reader should not be making decisions for you. So that's where yes and no questions become a little problematic for me. I can give you all the information and you make a choice with it. I can tell you clearly which one seems like a better option for you, but I make it very clear that this is not me making the choice for you. This is you being guided towards that which feels better. Feels better for you. And I like to tell people that I read for, especially, that there are no wrong choices, just choices, just wanted and unwanted. And most people already have an idea of what they want anyway. They just doubt it. That's for another episode. There are also TikTok readers who, same thing, but it's not with a pendulum, it's with a card. They'll just pull out a random oracle card or tarot card, and they'll give a 2 or 3 second reading. I'm not saying they're not accurate, but they're lacking the passion and the connection that a true reader can give you. And so I just feel for all the people in there looking for that intuitive connection, looking for that spiritual clarity, and just they're just getting like a random BS card that has no clarity in it whatsoever. But it's amazing, you know, people will line up for it. There'll be hundreds of thousands of people just like, give me a random two-word message, you know. I'm not making fun of them. It's just, it feels like desperation. And these people need clarity, they need love, they need hope. And I love to give it to all of them. So now from the reader's perspective, I totally understand that when you're reading for that many people at once, it can feel like people are sucking you dry. And if it feels like that, that means that you're not connected to true spirit, because your energy and your flow comes from them. You don't get exhausted or burnt out if you're truly connected to them. And you know when to have a break and take care of your own health and spiritual health. If it feels like that, readers should step back and just go chill, go do something else, and come back when they're feeling better. You definitely wouldn't recommend reading for people if you're not in a good mindset or good vibration. It doesn't serve you and it doesn't serve them. You know, giving a half-assed, tired reading is not as good as giving a feel-good, truly connected reading. Of course. It's like, how can you perform your best at work when you're not in a good spot mentally? Right? You can't. So there was a lot of information in this episode. If you're looking for a reader, don't find yourself in the crowds on social media. Book a reading with me, or just, if, like I said, if you can't pay, just offer a donation, or like just talk to me. And I read for people for free. But the respectful thing to do is to offer something in return, even though I quite happily will read. If you reach out and you say, hey, like, I really need some guidance, but I don't get paid till next week or something like that. That's happened. And I've said, hey, look, just do what you can. I'm just going to read for you. And if you're happy with the reading, you can give me a... if you want to, you can give me a donation. Or if you can't give financially, you can help share the word about my readings. You can help give a review, listen to the podcast. You know, it's an energy exchange. But please don't treat readers like they're just there for the taking. Many, many people talk about how readers are scamming people. And sometimes readers get scammed too. You know, I learned a valuable lesson once when someone in my town booked a reading with me. I did the reading out of good faith before they had paid. And to date, I'm still not quite sure that they have paid. I've let it go. And I've only just thought about it for this episode. But, you know, treat your good readers with respect and kindness. But this does not mean that you have to bow at our feet. It just means we're looking after each other, you know? Where we're understanding that we're there to help each other. It's an exchange. I'm there to give you clarity and you're there to help me in any way that you can. If at any point it feels like someone is trying to take something from the other, it's not a healing exchange. I'll do another episode on this, I'm sure. All the readings on YouTube, the tarot readings, there are some really, really good readers on there and some very, very reckless ones. You can tell the ones that haven't done the spiritual work. And quite frankly, they can be the ones with the most followers because there are so many people who are not in that higher vibration. So they're drawn like moths to the light to these readers who are mucking around in this icky vibration with them. But there are great readers on YouTube. Maybe I'll do an episode where I can name some. I'm just thinking of the people who are maybe paying for readings on social media or in these TikToks and not getting that satisfaction that they're looking for. You know, people who read shop for readers, meaning they see like four different readers in a week, trying to get their answer that they're looking for. I wish I could give everyone in the world clarity right now. I wish I could do a reading for the entire world, for everyone in the world simultaneously, and that feeling of relief that my clients feel, I wish I could give that to everybody, celebrities included, everyone. I wish everyone could feel that moment of alignment and clarity. Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that just be the bee's knees? That's someone's nan or pop going through there. Wouldn't that be the bee's knees? So, when you approach a medium, or if you're a medium or a reader, a healer, and people are approaching you for readings, it's okay to ask for clarity. Don't feel like you're going to look like a fraud if you're asking questions. If you can, give your reader... as much information as you're comfortable with. You don't have to write a whole essay about it, or unless you want to unload, that's fine. Just use your discernment, use your own intuition, and it's okay to give us a guided question here and there, because it helps us perform. But if you use the word perform, we're not performing, but it helps us read better for you. Guys, I hope that helped somebody. Now I'm going to go and play outside with my darling children, and we're going to get all splashed with water and have a great time in the sunshine. Thinking of you guys on the other side of the globe in the snow and the cold. all my love guys, take care. I'm excited about the other episodes coming up. So please stay tuned, share this podcast, send me a tip if you wanna, or reach out if you need help. Let's take care of each other. All right, guys. See ya.